Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to home to get McCoskey. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee has Fox trapped. He fires to second, with Appling covering, who tags Fox for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny McCoy now playing second base. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. QL steals second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Appling reaches second base with a double. Krivic moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Rosenthal moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York moves to third. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-1 in the game. Croucher takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Walker moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Rosenthal moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. McNair steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out. McNair moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. P. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. York reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Croucher hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Parsons now catching. Slick Kaufman now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress pinch hits for Slick Kaufman. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Archie McCain now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. York strikes out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.